Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday, the 18th day in April of 2024. I'm Michael Kimmett, your host, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through, hopefully, the back half of your work week. We're going to get started with Cisco. Cisco has a number of products that rely on something known as Integrated Management Controller, or IMC. IMC controllers span a variety of Cisco products, and the command line interface of IMC has a flaw, tracked to CVE-2024-20295. Now, if you use any of Cisco's products, you need to check if you have a default IMC configuration, because there's a proof of concept for this flaw where individuals can, if they have access to the device, elevate their privileges to root. Root enables attackers to operate the machine as if they were the super owners, executing commands at will, installing other malware, stealing data, conducting a number of attacks. So there is no fix or workaround. There is, however, a patch. So if you use Cisco products, check to see if IMC is in a default configuration and patch before criminals use this proof of concept to begin exploiting your devices. We're going to move on to a criminal group known as Fin7. Fin7 is a financially motivated criminal element that's been around for many years. And in a latest attack, they appear to be targeting the IT staff of a US-based car manufacturer. Now, what's interesting about this attack is that Fin7 spoofed a tool known as Advanced IP Scanner. So the IT staff would receive a message saying, hey, use Advanced IP Scanner, which seems like something IT staff would want to do for a number of reasons, and it is a legitimate and popular tool. Unfortunately, the message links the users to a Dropbox account where they can get the Advanced IP Scanner tool. Of course, when they download this illicit version of the Advanced IP Scanner tool, they're also getting a backdoor. In this case, a backdoor known as Anunnaki. Now, Anunnaki will enable Fin7 to potentially take control of, gain access to the data of, enumerate, move across, and conduct further operations within the target network. In this case, international car manufacturer in the United States. It's obviously a bad thing. Nobody wants that. So what you need to know is that if you're using a tool or going to use a tool, especially if you work in a large organization, you probably will not download legitimate tools from Dropbox unless your organization is set up that way, in which case you would receive training. So if you are told, hey, go get a tool, you click on it, it takes you to Dropbox. Think twice, because in this case, you could be being exploited by financially motivated criminals known as Fin7. We're going to move from financially motivated criminals to nation-state actors. Researchers at a firm called WithSecure believe they have found the successor to a Russian military malware. WithSecure found a new backdoor in victims in Eastern Europe, and they're calling the backdoor Capeka. Now, Capeka is very stealthy. It enables spying and espionage across a number of targets, and they believe that it has been active since at least 2022, meaning that the people behind this tool have been spying on people for over 2 years. Now, what's interesting here is that WithSecure links Capeka to a criminal group out of Russia's GRU. The GRU is a paramilitary organization directly funded and staffed by the Russian government, and their technical directorate operates the group known as Sandworm. You may also see them reported as Voodoo Bear. Now, if true, it means that the Russian military has a new tool, because a lot of disclosures and discovery of their old tools mean that they have to keep updating their arsenal. The bad news is that it suggests that we are over 2 years behind identifying when they have a tool that enables their spying operations. So here we see an example of potentially researchers uncovering nation-state activity And unfortunately, the discovery of this suggests that Russia is still very advanced and can continue to spy on organizations without their knowledge for a great length of time. We're going to end today in North Korea, where researchers are saying that North Korean cyber actors are increasing the pace of their attacks. Great work by Proofpoint security researchers for uncovering new tactics that they associate with an actor they track as TA-427. You may see this activity tracked as Thallium by Microsoft or in other reporting as Kemsuki. Essentially, the North Korean actors will pose as headhunters, job seekers, and other people or personas targeting not cryptocurrency, which is what North Korean hackers have done in the past, but rather to gain access to technology companies, government organizations, nonprofit organizations, NGOs, research entities, academia. It appears that North Korea has begun espionage campaigns designed to steal data or gain insight into a variety of elements that could help the North Korean regime respond to global geopolitical events. Now, what's interesting is that in addition to these tactics, Proofpoint points out that the North Koreans are changing their infrastructure more frequently, which is really interesting because it makes it harder to detect them, suggesting they are getting increasingly aware that they need to be more elusive. But also, North Koreans are abusing something known as domain-based message authentication reporting and conformance. That's a mouthful, so in cybersecurity we call it DMARC. Now, DMARC is a policy specific to email that helps prevent the spoofing of various personas. So if you have DMARC enabled and a message comes in, it gets checked to ensure it's from who it says it's from. Now, a lot of organizations have DMARC enabled by default. Kudos to you, because those messages will be blocked or dropped, meaning you won't be a victim of these attacks from North Korea. However, a number of organizations globally do not have DMARC enabled. There's a number of reasons why, but if you decide not to enable DMARC at your corporate organization, just be very aware that criminals, in this case Kemsuki, North Korean cyber operators, are looking for organizations without DMARC and abusing that lack of security to socially engineer your employees to gain access to your data and ultimately facilitate stealing details relevant to North Korea. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. It's going to be a good one, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Until tomorrow, Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Team Wyoming, 18 and under hockey team. The 18 and under hockey team from Wyoming, roller hockey specifically, won a very important tournament, sweeping 5 games in 5 days to become the youth tier 2 18 and under 1A champions. What's interesting here is that the 18 and under Wyoming hockey team has players from throughout the state who cannot practice regularly because they live literally hours and hours away from each other. But by coming together and embracing the blue-collar work ethic of their state, they won the state's first national championship in this category on the 7th of April. So to you, Team Wyoming 18 under hockey team, a sincere tip of the cap. And please keep on hockeying.